MedicalCenter.com or .org. What is it? .com, I think.
I think it's .com.
Mm-hmm.
And then just click on sleep.
Yes.
Well, I would strongly recommend to people if they are having
any kind issues. Of issue, not sleeping or
right, or sleeping too much
during the
or
day.
Fatigued.
Yes,
or
if you think you sleep too much, if you can fall asleep during the day and you think you're sleeping too much, come see us.
What about if a person goes to sleep and wakes up and then goes back to sleep and wakes up and goes back to sleep and wakes up?
Frequent awakenings? Yeah. Yes, come see us. There could be an easy fix to it.
Yeah. Because you hear people, you know, when talking and stuff, oh, yeah, I fell right to sleep, but then I woke up. And then I had trouble going back to sleep. Then I went back to sleep and I woke up again, you know. And it's like, whoa, really? You know.
Good sleep is so important for your good health and good feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it is. It's just, you know.
And
it,
it's a just, simple, it's a simple, non-evasive way of finding out, is this something that can help me feel better for the rest of forever?
Right.
And right. If you're overweight, you know, if you're too tired, if you're not getting your good sleep, it's kind of like a vicious circle. You're not going to have energy to exercise or take that walk at night. You're going to want to sit there and take a nap instead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important.
And we're not talking about having to get up and go to the bathroom, you know.
Right.
You know, we're talking about waking up for no reason other
right.
than waking up.
Right.
And then, you know, trying to go back to sleep and then waking up and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like if you have to go to the bathroom, you know, you get up and go to the bathroom. But right. that's not what we're talking
but
about.
But a lot of our patients also, they may get up four times now to urinate before CPAP. And if they have sleep apnea and we treat them, they're in a deeper stage of sleep. So they may only get up once mm-hmm. or twice a night. Because they're in a deeper stage of sleep. But
right.
if you're laying there in stage one where you're barely sleeping and you feel the need to urinate, you're going to get up.
Right.
So, yes, we can help you sleep better, hopefully.
Well, I'm just thanking people out there, if you're listening and you have any of these issues, make the phone call. 908-735-3939.
Wow, you're good, Larry.
Wow. I told you it was an easy number to remember.
Yes, that's
you know.
Great.
Thank you. But, yeah, make the call. And, you know, like I said, I'm speaking from experience. I had it, you know. I was fortunate, and I didn't have sleep apnea, but, you know.
And if you addressed the issue years ago and you never acclimated to your unit, please give us a call. Things have come a long way. We can coach you through it, maybe give you a different mask and get you feeling better.
Right. Okay. Remember, 908-735-3939.
Wow. Thanks, Larry.
And you've been listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center Show. We'll be back again next week. And take care of yourself, folks.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
This is the guy that Ohio needs to vote for. America's counting on you. Let's do it. Let's welcome a great governor of a great state, John Kasich.
Mitt Romney is urging Ohio voters to cast their ballots for Governor John Kasich in tomorrow's Republican primary. At a rally in North Canton, the 2012 GOP nominee praised the Ohio governor's record.
Unlike the other people running, he has a real track record. He has the kind of record that you want in Washington, and that's why I'm convinced that you're going to do the right thing tomorrow.
Romney has come out recently in an effort to try to blunt the momentum of frontrunner Donald Trump. A recent Quinnipiac University poll shows Kasich tied with Trump in the winner-take-all state. Donald Trump is putting a softer spin on his recent campaign rallies. During an event today in Hickory, North Carolina, Trump said his rallies are love fests. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is having some fun with Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. Campaigning in Ohio, Sanders said, quote, love always trumps hatred. Sanders also argued that compassion will always trump selfishness. Over the weekend, Sanders accused Trump of being a pathological liar for accusing his campaign of sending people to disrupt Trump rallies. White House spokesman Josh Earnest is accusing some Republican presidential candidates of fueling divisiveness in America. Reporters pressed Earnest about violent outbursts at rallies for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump.
You have an aspiring political leader inflaming tensions and appealing to people's darker impulses and trying to capitalize on their anxieties to provide energy to his campaign.
Sarah Palin's husband is hospitalized in Alaska after being injured in a snowmobile accident. Palin was to campaign for Donald Trump today at a retirement community in Florida, but the former Alaska governor has canceled that appearance. This is USA Radio News.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
New York is about to become the first state in the nation in which all drug prescriptions are going digital.
Starting March 27th, New York doctors will be required to point and click. Rather than use a pen and pad to write a prescription, that'll make the state the first to go completely electronic, with prescriptions going straight to pharmacies instead of the patient. It's not just about bad handwriting. It's an effort to cut down on fraud, mistakes, and prescription drug abuse, especially opioids. Doctors who fail to comply can be fined or even jailed. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The presidential candidates are crisscrossing several states ahead of some big primaries tomorrow. Contests will be held in Ohio, Florida, Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina. The big prizes for Republicans are winner-take-all contests in Florida, Ohio, and Missouri. Billionaire businessman Donald Trump hopes to continue his Republican winning streak. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich desperately need victories in their home states to stay alive in the GOP race. In the Democratic contest, Bernie Sanders hopes to build on momentum from last week's surprise victory in Michigan's primary. Hillary Clinton supports limiting the use of the death penalty. During a CNN town hall in Ohio, the Democratic presidential candidate cited the Oklahoma City terrorist bombing as an example of a case where execution was the proper punishment. She was pressed on the death penalty by a man who spent 39 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're here at Hot and Hunter, and we're live in the Flemington, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio. It is March 14th, and our quote today comes from, actually, Civil Disobedience, which was written by Henry David Thoreau, and the quote I'm going to give you is often attributed to Thomas Jefferson, but there's actually no proof that he ever wrote it, but I think that the statement of the quote would be in line with Jefferson's thinking, and the quote is this: "The government is best which governs least." So we're going to be talking today about the Convention of States, and some information we'll be able to provide from the state director, who I'll be introducing in a little while. I didn't have a chance to go over the rules with him, so we're going to do that when we take a quick commercial break. We'll do the weather, and we'll be back with you. So stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're talking weather today on March 14th. And basically, get the umbrella out because it is raining and it's cold. Last week, we had such a great weather week. I enjoyed every day of it. But today is not like that. It says that it's 49 here in Flemington, but it feels more like 44. And that's my own interpretation. It's not science-based. So for all you scientists, I'm going to say it feels like 44. We have 80% chance of another tenth of an inch of rain. We have more drizzle this evening and a low around 40. And it's not a really good week to tell anyone to take a sick day. Tomorrow we have a chance of rain. It's a little bit warmer, 58. We have some fog Tuesday night. We do have a high of 65 Wednesday, and that does make me a little bit happier, but we still have a chance of showers. And the same is true for Thursday with a high of 60. So I guess if you want to do a sick day this week, I'd go with Friday. It's mostly sunny and a high of 56. So we'll see if we can call in sick on Friday. Hang on for a commercial break, and we'll be back in the studio with Dan Gilligan.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I have with me my guest, Dan Gilligan. Dan, so the only rule really is just no cursing, and we're not governed by the FCC, so we probably could get away with it, but Chris probably wouldn't like it. So that's our only rule. Otherwise, it's an anarchist society over here. I'm sorry, but Dan's looking way too relaxed. He's like practically falling asleep over there. Your mic is live if you want to tell our listeners who you are and what we're going to be talking about today. Or tell me what we're going to be talking about. Tell somebody.
Okay. Well, Georgine, it's nice to see you. And thank you very much for having me over today. I'm a volunteer with a project called Convention of States, and you mentioned I'm the state director. I'm actually the co-director. There's an individual named Barbara Brock who really is kind of the backbone of the organization, and I work with Barb in really just getting the word out about our Convention of States project.
Okay, and the Convention of States project, is that something that is happening just in New Jersey, in Hunterdon County, across the country, across the state, or certain states?
It's actually a countrywide project or a countrywide effort. We have a very active volunteer group in New Jersey, but there's people like us across the country, active in every state. We have a professional paid staff, our national organization, and they have put together a structure and a strategy, and we're supported by them and a very robust website. So it's a nationwide project, and we have groups who work to move our efforts forward in every state.
Okay, and I'm going to give out that website because I was on it. It is www.conventionofstates.com, and it is a very robust website, and it does have a lot of information. So basically what the problem is, according to the website, is that the federal government has overreached its constitutionally established boundaries, and basically the concern is that we need to restrict some power and the jurisdiction of federal government so that the people can govern, which is what they do best, right?
Well, I think so, Georgine. What's attractive to me about Convention of States, and I think what's attractive to a lot of people, is that it's a legitimate, constitutionally prescribed method for regular citizens, people like us, to act in a way that is independent of the federal government and act in a cooperative way amongst all the states, such that we are a check on the power of the federal government. And what's most interesting to me is that when the Constitution was written by the founders, they foresaw that there may be a need for this type of activity. So what I like about that is it's not something that I thought of, or a college professor or a politician, but it's actually a tool that is described and articulated in Article 5 of the Constitution, and a tool that many people might, myself included, think that there was an expectation that the citizenry would use.
Okay. Now, I think today's an interesting day to be talking about the powers of government, and I think a lot of people would probably make the argument that it's not just the federal government, but it's the state government as well. That can be a little overreaching. And today, as I said, is an important day to be talking about this, because I can give an example right from the headlines. Today, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments, and I don't know if court's still open yet or if they stop for the day, but today, the Supreme Court was hearing arguments over whether the state's public pensioners have a contractual right to the cost of living increases. And this goes back to an argument between the government, the state government, and the public sector unions over retirement benefits that basically the legislator agreed to end pay increases as part of a 2011 deal. And the Republican governor, I don't know why that's important, but it's in the article that I'm reading, agreed to make payments into the pension in return for the cuts. But they stopped doing it. The state stopped contributing to the pension as this agreement went on, and the cost of living cuts were not restored. So the court is hearing this argument today to see what will be happening if the state has to go in and put the money back in that they promised as part of this deal. So it's interesting to talk to you today about the Convention of States and about government overreaching boundaries and really giving us an opportunity to look back on Article 5 of the Constitution. I wonder how many people can actually recite or know Article 5 of the Constitution. So it's always good when we bring a little history and intellect into the studio. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back to talk more about this with my guest, Dan Gilligan.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I watch you sleeping, my weary heart rises up. I hear your laughter, something deep down inside me sings. Way down here in the land of cotton, you were born on a rainy day. Since then, sweet things long forgotten, they just keep flooding back my way. Oh, child, I cannot tell you how the time just flies. But I have had my days of glory under sunny skies.
So we're just dreaming about sunny skies over here at Hot and Hunterdon. It's March 14th. I have Dan Gilligan with me, the state director of New Jersey. He tried to not take credit for that and say he was a co-director, but I have the card right here, Dan. It says director.
Does it?
So
okay.
No sharing the responsibility. It all rests on your shoulders over there.
Okay.
And you are the state director of the Convention of States and Action USA. We got red, white, and blue here. Beautiful website, which is www.conventionofstates.com. So we have all that going on today. We're talking about government, and we're talking about when the government in Article 5 perhaps should have their power restricted a little bit. And on your website, you actually have a very interesting conversation, an excerpt from a panel discussion with a Chief Supreme Court Justice, Anton Scalia. And I thought it was interesting to read some of this. I think some of this was also in the New York Post, I believe. Anyway, he obviously a professor of law, and he thought it was, he was commenting on this and about the ability to reinstate different things, and it all ties to Article 5 of the United States Constitution. And I wondered how many people even know what Article 5 is, and that, of course, can be found just with a Google search, of course, and we're on the Federal Register, and we were able to bring it up here, and it talks about whenever two-thirds of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution. And it goes on to say about some of the other amendments that can be made. And so your group, Convention of States, is a project that's volunteer-driven.
That's correct. Yeah, across the states, we're all volunteers. There is a paid national staff.
Oh, there is. And are they lobbyists or?
Well, we're volunteer lobbyists across the states, and we're directed by the staff at National.
Because someone has to tell you guys that if you're going to lobby for a change, you have to get elected officials to sign on to that?
Well, this is something of a legislative process. We, at our level and at this stage of where we're at with Convention of States, we're not looking to change or pass any law. But I can kind of get into the technical aspects and the procedural aspects. But first, towards what you were speaking about with Antonin Scalia and people's general opinion or thoughts on what the Convention of States is, I see the Convention of States as being a recognition by those who wrote the Constitution that human beings are going to act in a certain way. And I keep in mind that the federal government was formed by writing the Constitution by representatives of the states. It was the states who existed first, and they said it makes sense for us to create one type of uniform entity, the federal government, that would serve us. That was what the states had in mind, was that the federal governments could be a vehicle to help them. And that sounded great, and there were a couple of individuals, particularly George Mason, who said, you know, if we create this thing, and it's kind of big because it'll be encompassing each of the states, all of the states in total, although we're setting it up to serve us, it's got the potential to be something with human nature being what it is, and with power tending to aggregate and grow the way that it does, that it could almost feel like we wind up serving it and let it become something much more than we ever intended to be. So they, I guess, sat there and said, what are we going to do about that? And they said, well, let's put a mechanism in the Constitution that should that type of circumstance ever come about, we're going to give the citizens acting through the states a way of addressing that. And that's what Article 5 is. So I know you mentioned, Georgine, that, hey, this is about potentially amending the Constitution. And I know when you say that, it sounds radical to me. It is radical. You know, making any substantive change like that is a little scary, a little daunting, and you have to be a little bit concerned about whether you're doing the right thing. But, you know, the founding of this country was certainly radical. People would argue that the trajectory that the country is currently on is pretty radical. And actually, there's, I really am remarkably impressed by the wisdom of the founders and the way that they put this together, not just the Constitution. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I have reasonable layman's exposure to it, but particularly Article 5, where they saw this as a tool, really, that an elegant tool by which the citizens could act as a check and make certain correction when they saw appropriate at the federal level.
I think politics are always interesting, and I think that the more things that happen and the more disenfranchised we are as a society, the more people are less likely to vote, to get involved. And I think we're starting to see a change. Now, I grew up with a lot of politics in my family, a lot of heated debates, and it's where our passion went. And I remember many, many times having really heated discussions over politics. I think it's a great way to be able to express ideas. And we have expectations of our government. And when they're not met, sometimes you do need to have an extreme reaction. I know just yesterday, speaking with my sister and my mom, we were talking about the presidential candidates and things that are going on. And my sister pointed out that she felt one of the candidates wasn't getting any traction until they started with these crazy, what we would consider like these really off-the-wall statements and these very extreme demonstrations of how things are going to change, things that you would not think would normally get traction. And she made the comment that really the popularity didn't start until we went to the extreme. And she felt that was because people feel that there is no way to make changes unless you are bold, unless you do something that is really extreme. That is the only way to change. And when people are so disenfranchised and they're so disappointed in their government, they sometimes do follow an extreme solution.
Georgine, you are exactly right. And people will tell us that, you know, really the fantastic thing about Article 5 is that it was anticipated that that is where people might be at. So what's your choice? Your choice is to either be is to either go along with the dissatisfactory status quo, or your choice is to do something reckless and radical. Article 5 is actually the constitutionally prescribed, legitimate, elegant, appropriate legal choice by which we can affect change and address the things that you feel are that need to be addressed at the federal level. That's what the tool is, and that's why I think it's very exciting to be a part of it.
And it may be radical, but it doesn't sound very reckless to me. I mean, there was even a time frame, I think. You couldn't enact Article 5 until, I don't know, 800 and...
Oh, yeah.
We're both going to speak to something. Let's see. It said, no amendment which may be made prior to the year 1808 shall in any manner affect the first and fourth clauses in the ninth section. So it is in the Constitution. There was a time frame around it, so it wouldn't be a reckless change, but perhaps it would be a radical change. And again, we invite you to look at the website, www.conventionofstates.com. It's always good to have conversation and listen to different ideas and how we got here. How did we get to a place where we have to have a movement, a project about government? How did we get here today?
I can tell you my own opinion about that. When I started to learn about Convention of States, I should mention at this point that what our Article 5 group is about is we are about having a convention or a forum at which there's three topics. And those topics are essentially, and they're, you know, three sentences, they're short. It's essentially restraint of federal power, restraint of federal spending, and consideration of term limits. So those are the uniform platform items that our Article 5 is interested in having a forum and discussion about. Now, if those are the issues that you feel are appropriate to address, and you say, how did we get to the point where these need to be addressed by an Article 5 convention? You know, I think you have to go back to 70, 80 years ago in this country when the federal government started to take on a role that was maybe more than was anticipated in the Constitution. And what I mean is when, you know, Woodrow Wilson started to think that things might be better off run at a federal level, and then you had the coming about of the alphabet acronym agencies, which, you know, now some people look at as a fourth branch of government. So platform, when it talks about restraint of federal power, that's part of what we're talking about, is law that's being made through federal agencies, unlike how it's intended or supposed to be made through the congressional process.
All right. So, again, we're talking about Convention of States. We're here with Dan Gilligan. We're at Houghton Hunterdon. We're going to take a news break. We come back, we're going to talk more about this concept and about ways that we can have more further conversation, find out what is on the minds of people and how did we get to a place where people feel so disenfranchised. So I hope you stay with us. We'll be back in the studio.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
This is the guy that Ohio needs to vote for. America's counting on you. Let's do it. Let's welcome a great governor of a great state, John Kasich.
Mitt Romney is urging Ohio voters to cast their ballots for Governor John Kasich in tomorrow's Republican primary. At a rally in North Canton, the 2012 GOP nominee praised the Ohio governor's record.
Unlike the other people running, he has a real track record. He has the kind of record that you want in Washington, and that's why I'm convinced that you're going to do the right thing tomorrow.
Romney has come out recently in an effort to try to blunt the momentum of frontrunner Donald Trump. A recent Quinnipiac University poll shows Kasich tied with Trump in the winner-take-all state. Donald Trump is putting a softer spin on his recent campaign rallies. During an event today in Hickory, North Carolina, Trump said his rallies are love fests. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is having some fun with Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. Campaigning in Ohio, Sanders said, quote, "Love always trumps hatred." Sanders also argued that compassion will always trump selfishness. Over the weekend, Sanders accused Trump of being a pathological liar for accusing his campaign of sending people to disrupt Trump rallies. White House spokesman Josh Earnest is accusing some Republican presidential candidates of fueling divisiveness in America. Reporters pressed Earnest about violent outbursts at rallies for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump.
You have an aspiring political leader inflaming tensions and appealing to people's darker impulses and trying to capitalize on their anxieties to provide energy to his campaign.
Sarah Palin's husband is hospitalized in Alaska after being injured in a snowmobile accident. Palin was to campaign for Donald Trump today at a retirement community in Florida, but the former Alaska governor has canceled that appearance. This is USA Radio News.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
New York is about to become the first state in the nation in which all drug prescriptions are going digital.
Starting March 27th, New York doctors will be required to point and click. Rather than use a pen and pad to write a prescription, that'll make the state the first to go completely electronic, with prescriptions going straight to pharmacies instead of the patient. It's not just about bad handwriting. It's an effort to cut down on fraud, mistakes, and prescription drug abuse, especially opioids. Doctors who fail to comply can be fined or even jailed. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The presidential candidates are crisscrossing several states ahead of some big primaries tomorrow. Contests will be held in Ohio, Florida, Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina. The big prizes for Republicans are winner-take-all contests in Florida, Ohio, and Missouri. Billionaire businessman Donald Trump hopes to continue his Republican winning streak. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich desperately need victories in their home states to stay alive in the GOP race. In the Democratic contest, Bernie Sanders hopes to build on momentum from last week's surprise victory in Michigan's primary. Hillary Clinton supports limiting the use of the death penalty. During a CNN town hall in Ohio, the Democratic presidential candidate cited the Oklahoma City terrorist bombing as an example of a case where execution was the proper punishment. She was pressed on the death penalty by a man who spent 39 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. For breaking news, we're at WesternJournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
I should've known when I caught your glance, that girl just wasn't no count. I should've run, but she started to dance. That's when the money ran out. She's a heartbreaker, I'm a mess. She's a tornado, I'm a trailer house. That girl's a hurricane in a dress.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterdon. I have with me Dan Gilligan, who is the state director and not co-director, as he's trying to pat. Even the Convention of States is trying to pass the buck over here. We can't do that at Hot and Hunterdon. So it's always a pleasure to have different people come on the show, get to see Dan again, who I know who's helped me through some problem solving in the insurance industry. So you want to give a shout out for your company, Dan? Or do you not want to mention your company based on the tactics of my interview with you?
No, what I'll mention is that I'm a small businessman. I have an insurance agency, Paradigm Insurance Services, and I stay really engaged and busy with that. But as I'm like all of the people who I work with in New Jersey and Convention of States, and that we think that this Convention of States project is very important, and all of us carve out time away from our jobs in order to participate with this. And it's interesting. I know while the news was going on, Georgine and I started talking a little bit about presidential stuff, which you can't escape. And the two of us, I know, are find politics interesting. So, of course, we're going to chat about that. But what I didn't mention was that I'm more interested in Convention of States because I believe that what Convention of States really does is it does let people know that they have a role in addition to voting, in which they can be effective and have an impact on politics. And, you know, what is politics besides the way in which the rules of how we lived, of how we live are determined? So, of course, we want to all have our voices heard in that process. And Convention of States allows you to do that. And I believe that by letting people know that they can do that, and I actually, upon learning about Article 5, kind of consider it almost like my civic obligation to participate in this. But I truly think that it's more powerful than any temporarily elected office holder that we, although, you know, those politicians and office holders are important, but I think Convention of States is a bigger deal.
Well, it's interesting. We were talking about this being radical and why, what the thought process behind people with sociology background. I want to know the why. I want to know the why. And what we do know is from a survey that was done in the fall of 2015, so just a few months ago, we know that the public's trust in government remains at historic lows. And when this survey was done, only 19% of citizens of the United States that were surveyed said that they trust the federal government to do what is right always or most of the time. So fewer than 3 in 10 Americans have expressed trust in the government. And every major national poll conducted since 2007, it's the longest period of low trust in the government that has been seen in more than 50 years. So again, fewer than 3 in 10 Americans have expressed trust in government. So that is one thing that we look at when we look at needing answers that can sometimes be radical solutions or different solutions. I haven't signed on to the Convention of States, learning more about it. And it's interesting to me, obviously we see a lot of things today with where people, companies, in fact, just recently Apple did a court case with the U.S. government over them being required to help the U.S. government in a court case that involved some terrorism and some other things. And there was a court case before that that wasn't Apple. I don't remember what the company was. And it was similar to that. So we do see sometimes large companies and CEOs being very public about their responsibilities as a business and the distinction between the role of government and the role of a corporation. And that's really a good example recently of someone, of a company that's really been out in the public talking about this and why, not that they want to see that they're not cooperating, but what they see as a separation of what the government can expect them to do and what they should be doing.
Well, that's very interesting that you, use that scenario, that example, to draw that distinction between how the government operates and between how private industry operates. And, you know, we'll get away from Convention of States, I guess, but I've looked at that because it is fascinating. And I think the big difference is, and I know a little bit about business, is that you are accountable as a business. If you fail, there's many people who buy these iPhones specifically because of the encryption and the privacy that it affords. And if Apple disappoints these people and does the wrong thing, well, these people become Samsung customers. The government really doesn't have that exposure. They can make mistakes, and we're pretty much all still going to live here and still be citizens. And I do remember that, you know, this reminds me of what FDR said about public unions. And his feeling, and a lot of people, but he was he said it a long time ago, and you would think would be an advocate of public unions. But if you're a private union and you're negotiating with your employer, that private management team can say, look, you know, this is what we're going to do. We can't provide greater benefits than this. Otherwise, we face financial peril and the solvency of our business. Where a public union doesn't say that. They just raise taxes and then leave office and leave it for the next guy to have to figure out. So because of that, it was FDR who said, you know, public unions may very well just operate with this intrinsic conflict of interest. So that's just one example in which, yeah, you know, there's a big difference between government and business, and I see that as being accountability. And that's why you see a lot of people who have to deal with some of the, you know, business economic realities that we all face, whether we're a business or whether we're a household. And then we look at the federal government and we say, these guys are just operating in a completely different playbook than the one that I'm using. You know, you start talking about these numbers with a lot of zeros, and we can 19 trillion and 100 trillion and unfunded and revenues of 3.5 trillion. I mean, you say trillion and it makes it so that you can't understand it, but just bring it down to a ratio standpoint. If you had $3 and you're spending 19, and that's not even your biggest expense. And I can give you the detail about what I'm talking about, but there is a great difference between the way that businesses and individuals operate and the way that our government operates. And Article 5 exists to serve as a check to that and to hopefully make some corrections.
Well, the only thing that concerns me is if we have to legislate our way out of taking some power, because that we know we can't go to our federal government right now. We have to go through this Article 5.
Well, actually,
right?
The founders, when they wrote the Constitution, did not. I guess that they were that they had some humility, and they did not say, no, this document is completely perfect and will serve everyone really well forever. So they set up an amendment process in Article 5. And there's actually two processes in Article 5, two means by which amendments can be considered to the Constitution. And one is through Congress. Congress can propose amendments. But when you have a federal government where you think that the issue is that they've aggregated too much power and they're just spending too much money, for to have an expectation that they will set about making changes so that that power is restricted, that's a little bit contrary to the way that a lot of people, you know, would be thinking if they were in Congress. And that's what we have. They're not going to restrict themselves. So the founders were smart enough to foresee that. I mean, it really is remarkable. And they said, you know, these guys, they're going to get a little bit too big. So we need to have a way to protect the citizens, and that the citizens in a legitimate, honest, elegant way can go about, you know, making corrections and writing the ship of state.
And just to remind our listeners, we're talking about restricting federal power, the federal budget, and term limits. We're going to take a little bit of a break, Dan, and then when we come back, we'll be able to talk a little bit more about the Convention of States. Information can be found on the website, www.conventionofstates.com, and we can learn more together. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions.
Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I am Georgine Trinkle, your host. Today is March 14th. Getting ready for perhaps some St. Patrick's Day celebration this week. I didn't wear my green, but that is on Thursday. So hopefully everyone will support Restaurant Week, which is this week in Flemington. And if you're not going to do that, just order some traditional Irish food. If you happen to like corned beef and cabbage and rye bread and even marbled rye bread. They have more varieties of bread than anything, but it is a great way to, you know, when we think of celebrating St. Patrick's Day, we think of parades and fun and participating in society and being part of a community. And the Convention of States is actually here with my guest, Dan. We were talking about ways to volunteer for this movement. I'm going to call it a movement. You called it a project, but I'm going to call it a movement.
I'm not enamored of the connotation of movement. I like the word project.
All right.
It sounds more constructive to me.
Whatever you want to call it. I think a movement.
Possibly semantics. You know,
you know, perhaps. I like movement because it's an action verb. You know, we're going to solve something. We're going to do it together. Projects feels like when I do a jigsaw puzzle, I sit in a corner of my living room looking out the window, and I get to it. When I get to it and I look at it and I sort of wish I could solve it, but it looks so big sometimes, and there's 1,000 pieces, and all the pieces look the same.
Well, that's what we have going on here, but it also has a constructive conclusion.
It does. So maybe we should call
where we're
it a project.
Project. Yes.
Maybe we should never call it anything but a project.
And maybe I should speak to you know, some of the more technical aspects as far as how this works.
Sure.
Okay. And this is all prescribed in Article 5 of the Constitution. And what has to happen is that in the state legislatures, 34 of the state legislatures have to pass what's referred to as our common application. And that's what Georgine spoke to. We seek to restrain federal spending, restrain federal power, and consider term limits. And, you know, those are stated very broadly, and I think that's really smart, because what happens is that if 34 state legislatures agree to pass that resolution on those uniform three platform items, then all that happens is that there's a forum referred to as a convention at which the amendments, which must be based on any one of those three or all three or any of the three platform items, are considered. And there are many people right now, in fact, Mark Levin wrote a book about what he thinks the amendments should be at that convention of states. But the stage that we're at right now is, you know, really kind of early in the process. We have two strategies, a grassroots strategy, a legislative strategy in New Jersey and throughout the other states, all seeking to be one of the 34 states. Five of the state legislatures have passed this. So, you know, we need another 29, and we're making progress. We have resolutions pending, and I think it's 23 or 24 state houses right now. So assuming that the 34 states pass this, and there's a lot of people across the country working pretty hard in an optimistic, constructive way to make that happen, then what happens is a convention gets called, and whatever work product may come out of that, then has to get approved by 38 state legislatures. So that's a really high bar, you know, and I think appropriately so. But that just gives you kind of the background as far as how the mechanics of this have to work.
Dan, I really thank you for coming on and talking about Convention of States. There are a lot of aspects of it, and we could get really, really technical. I can't believe we're out of time already. But I would invite people to go on your website, www.conventionofstates.com. You're looking for volunteers, and you're looking for people to get involved and just to learn a little bit more. So thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate it.
It's been fun, Georgine. Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering his armed forces to start polling.